T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for being a part of this today. We thank Brian Gertsch for handling our video feed and the Twitch stream. We thank all of our guests, who included Doc Emrick, Craig Calcaterra, Sage Rosenfels, and Paul Charchian. Thanks for joining us. We'll have a World Series game to talk about tomorrow and some football things as well. Layla Rahimi and I will be in studio. Looking forward to that, as we always do. And now it's time for Lawrence Holmes. Hello, Lawrence. It was just always really nice to get the opportunity to talk to Doc Emrick and hear how aware and informed and introspective he is after about the process of writing that book about a career. And he talked about some interesting things, chasing the idea of the waste of time of chasing perfection when there is glory in the imperfect and the human, when it comes to always striving to get it right, but knowing that it's okay to not.
What did he say he's going to do now?
Well, he said he's still going to contribute essays. But, you know, he and his wife have rescue animals, dogs and horses, that are very important to them. And that's something that I know he's going to do. And I was talking about this, where, you know, we have parents who are around those similar ages, and so many of they and their friends are getting to retirement. And it always used to be, what are you going to do? The answer was always travel. That anybody mm-hmm. in good enough health said, now finally I can go see this place or that place, or be in a mountain I always wanted to see, or go to the Greek islands or whatever it may be. And it's just so sad that so many people have worked so hard to get to this point in their lives and now are stuck in their house.
Have you thought about retirement?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah, what an ideal retirement for Dan Bernstein looks like.
I think about it every day just because of the financial commitment to it, and just about, you know, obviously understanding what that takes and feeling the weight of what that's going to be. So I'm always it's never really top of mind, but I don't know, because I don't know that when that time comes, what's going to make me happier in that moment. I love doing this. You know, I want to do this as long as they'll let me do it. But I don't know if I'll be like Terry, because Terry knew when it was just absolutely time and he didn't want to do it anymore. And that was enough. And he wanted to do other things. And I'm certainly not there yet. You know, I might be like, end up like Hawk Harrelson, where they just kind of, you know, drag me away from the microphone, drooling on myself and kicking and screaming. And
I don't know if that's what he was doing. He was going downstairs to check on Todd and to make sure that everything was okay. And then we never heard from him again. So he got into the Hall of Fame. And now he's got to wait. Now he's going to wait until next July to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's a good question, though. I mean, I do think that eventually, whenever this, however many years it takes for this plague to recede, that seeing other places in this world would be very high on my list. That, you know, right when it hit, we were scheduled to go to London as a family, and obviously I had to cancel that. And that was my daughter's high school graduation present. So we promised her that at some point we were all gonna get there, because I have not been. My wife has been multiple times, but I haven't. And yeah, I've got a long list of places I want to see, but now certainly not the time for that. Let me get a couple kids through college first.
No, yeah, you've got an expenditure that you have to take care of, or a couple of expenditures that you've got to take care of. But I wonder about that. Like, what is the right way to retire, and what do people who have retired feel about what they thought it would be versus what it actually is for them?
I know that there are those who feel that true retirement is just an accelerant of death because it turns off. You know, it's like the coaches, like Bear Bryant or whoever it is, these famous stories about the coaches. But yet there are some really good examples. I know, you know, personally who I've had, you know, people, even a generation in their 90s now, a generation older than my parents and mentors who are still working and still writing, still creating, still criticizing. And it's, you know, that just keeping that intellectual side vibrant and viable is so impressive. And I know multiple people in their 90s who are still writing op-eds and speaking and mattering. And that's impressive to me.
It is to me too. I think about it a lot. And I like, what does a creative do when a creative is no longer necessarily getting paid for their creativity? Do you just say, I want to take a break, and should we look at retirement more as a sabbatical? Like, sure, you've earned the right to take your time off. You've worked your whole life for this opportunity, and then maybe you get to pick and choose some of the things that you want to do to give your time to give you an opportunity to continue to share your passion.
The other thing I would do, and this is sort of a corollary to what I always say about winning the lottery, I don't like want much. For me, like having all the money, more it's about security than it is expenditure. Like I sure. would go, and I wouldn't go buy $1,000 suits and fast cars and anything like that, because I just don't have that desire. It's more about knowing, you know, generational wealth, or knowing that if God forbid somebody got horribly sick, you wouldn't be out of your home trying to pay for it. But the only things for me that are like really worth it might be private air travel, the idea of flying first class, and ordering Chinese food whenever I want it.
Yeah, there you go. Like, you get to have some of the food stuff. Like, that's so weird. We're actually going to do, I decided that I was going to start a new segment today called Top 5 Tuesdays, where this happened kind of organically. We were talking on the text, and people were asking me about different sports venues that I've been to, and I kind of ranked my top 5 places that I've been to, and threw in places that I'll never go back to, like West Virginia. Like, I'll never go back to there ever again, ever.
Don't go to Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I drove through. I took a trip a couple years ago for my birthday. I went to New Orleans, and then I drove from New Orleans to Tuscaloosa, and I drove through Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and I was like, it's interesting. Down here,
yeah, here in 1954.
Let me get to the relative safety of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right, Tuscaloosa or bust. Yep.
So today we're gonna do a top five, and I threw it out to the people, and the people wanted. I saw it going one of two ways: either people wanted me to talk about Star Trek, or people wanted me to talk about donuts. So today,
of course, as the usual binary goes.
Right. I'm going to do my top 5 donuts that I've had in the Chicagoland area.
Okay. And this will be specific donut from a specific place.
Correct. We are not talking about donut places. That can be another top 5 for another Tuesday. This is specific donuts that I've had. And I will say that I'm going to make the executive decision of putting Fritters on the list.
I was just going to ask, because you know that's my thing, and I have sampled ones that you have brought to me with full tasting notes and scouting reports, and have been very, very pleased with your apple fritter aesthetic.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And I've checked out a couple other places. Some places have tried, like, I'm not really big into this, but I had a cherry fritter a few weeks ago, and I was like, ooh. This is the season. Like, right now is the season for apple fritters. Like, you can get good ones, and apple donuts too. At a lot of these orchards, they're making apple donuts, and they're delicious. But those are the things that I think about, like traveling around the world and just kind of doing like an Anthony Bourdain donut thing or pastry thing around the world, and then writing or doing podcasts on all of those things when I'm done with the industry, or the industry is done with me.
I was listening to an interview on, I think it was on XRT. It might have been at Lala a couple years ago. And they were talking with the band Franz Ferdinand, sort of the power pop band. I think they're from Scotland. And similarly, like their lead singer apparently in traveling the U.S. came up with an absolute fondness for cheeseburgers. And just like you, wherever they traveled, especially when they were an up and coming band in smaller cities, he sought out just like the best burgers everywhere he could find. He just fell in love with an American classic that he didn't grow up with in Scotland. And that he made that his thing. Like, yeah, they were traveling the country playing music, but all he cared about in the next place was the next sort of best described and recommended burger.
I love that. Like, I love when I'll say to people, hey, I'm going to this city. Do you have a reco for me? And then you take the reco, and most of the recos are pretty good that I've gotten. And like, this is a different list, for example, than if I had the opportunity to do a top five donut of all time. It would include some of the places that I've traveled around the country to sample some of the donuts. Because the best donut I had was at a place called Glam Doll Donuts in Minneapolis. Oh my God. That place itself is awesome, and I hope that they're still in business, because when you were talking about hamburgers, I started thinking about Hamburger Mary's that just closed over on the north side. So I hope that Glam Doll is still delicious and open. But even going back to spring training, like, there's so much you can do like in the valley around spring training of different donut places that are out there, and these really interesting places. I found a couple of places in Blue Valley in Nevada that had some incredible donuts. So trust me, the top five list will be donut represented all the time. I'm sure that people will talk about that, or whether I want to do wrestlers or whatever. But I thought that this would be the time of year where we could have a little bit of fun with some of that stuff. By the way, you're listening to WSCR HD1 Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station, which leads me to a question that I want to ask you, Dan Bernstein. Do you realize that within a week, all we'll have is football?
And baseball transactions. We'll have the managerial search, because after the World Series.
I'm talking about actual games that are on the air. All we'll have is football, because no one knows when basketball is coming back. No one knows when hockey is coming back. And I got to tell you, yesterday, that was too much. That was too much damn football for me yesterday.
See, I like it. I love early starts. And it allows me to manage my day better, to get things going early and, you know, have that sort of synced up with my workout. And that's why I haven't minded these playoff baseball games that have always been there, you know, as part of the cardio afternoon. But you're right, with the exception of a November Masters Championship.
Yeah, we're just sitting there going, wait, well, what happens next? Like, what's the next thing that we're going to have? Is there any word on the NBA or NHL? January, is that what we're thinking?
Everything's kind of been guidance. Nothing has been set in stone, and nothing has said we're going to have something for you here or there. You know, once they get the draft out of the way, we'll see. They don't know, especially with the curves are all going in the wrong direction again. Everything is getting worse. Everything's on fire. We're getting, even locally, when you heard Pritzker yesterday, it's not about, they're going to reinstate these controls again, that we're going backward. We're going in the wrong direction with all of this stuff. And then bragging about not listening to scientists about it in some places, which is just astonishing to me.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be an interesting fall/winter for sure. I know that you want to get on with the rest of your day, so I want to allow you to do that. You can listen to Dan Bernstein, that man right there. Tomorrow, he's going to be with Layla Rahimi between 9 a.m. and noon, which is always a treat, and they'll be doing the show from the studio, which is a lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.